Tomorrow there will be municipal elections throughout the Bay Area, including city council races in St. Petersburg and in Sarasota. There are four separate amendments that all deal with election and campaign reform. Kelly Kirshner was part of a charter review committee last year that discussed several of these issues, but it didn't appear as if the proposals were gaining any traction. Then Kirshner was elected to the Sarasota City Commission, and he used his new powers to influence three of his colleagues to put the measures up for a vote tomorrow. WMNF spoke with Commissioner Kirshner today to discuss the proposals. The first is an initiative that would reduce the maximum contribution to city commission candidates from $500 to $200.
Probably the biggest no-brainer was that Sarasota County, which is five times the population of the city of Sarasota, already has limits of $200 per individual. So for the city to have a $500 limit just seemed to be a little bit much, and we wanted to bring that back in line. The other thing is, when you look at some of the most progressive communities across the country and also some of the places that are consistently ranked and as some of the best cities to live in, they'll have contributions at $200 or a lot lower. Fort Collins, Colorado, that is consistently ranked one of the best cities to live in the country, actually has $75 campaign contribution limits, and that's a city with a population of 100,000 people, which is about double what the city of Sarasota is.
Let's talk about restricting campaign contributions to natural persons, basically banning donations from businesses. Now, nonprofit groups can still raise money, is that correct?
They can raise money. This does not prohibit any political action committee to do issue-oriented advertising that is ruled by state law. What this does, we've seen in the past two, probably three city commission races where you'll have one single owner of five LLCs or corporations that will be bundling contributions. And in one case, in a recent election, there was one individual with a lot of development interest here that accounted for 11% of the candidate's $70,000 raised for that election. I think a recent election in Orlando, this same type of phenomenon was accounted for about 35% of a candidate's war chest, all coming from one particular, you know, business interest that was bundling it in a variety of LLCs, each LLC giving the maximum allowable contribution. So I think it's similar to one person, one vote. It should be, you know, one person, one contribution. It goes to what really the intent is, I think, of people when we think about campaign finance.
Now, talk to me about these other issues here, requiring hand delivery of campaign donation reports 6 days before the election and clarifying the dates for counting ballots. So what's behind that?
Sure. All of this is really about greater transparency, too, and just getting a better process and better discussions and hopefully, you know, in a community our size, encouraging greater dialogue and less sound bites in the community. So that is to have the hand delivery of the financial reports is, you know, specifically for transparency, so media outlets like yourself can actually review the money trail with sufficient time and actually report on it before the election takes place. We've had some recent elections where people will comply with the law, have it postmarked by the Friday before the election, but they'll postmark it from, you know, Nantucket, Massachusetts, or Seattle, Washington, knowing full well that it probably won't arrive until the day of the election or perhaps after the election. No one will have the benefit to review that. So, again, it's a city race. It's a relatively small city, and there's no reason why it can't be hand-delivered. And we actually, again, in this last race, we had an individual send this via certified mail and could only be delivered to one individual in the city clerk's office, which basically meant that, again, no press could review this before the election.
That's Sarasota City Commissioner Kelly Kirshner, who is in strong support of several campaign finance reform initiatives that residents who live in Sarasota will vote on Tuesday. Taking a somewhat different perspective on the campaign finance issues is Eric Robinson, the chairman of the Republican Party in Sarasota. He's against reducing individual campaign contributions from $500 to $200. He calls that an incumbent protection program, saying that since Sarasota County approved a similar proposal, no Sarasota County commissioners have faced an opponent in their re-election campaigns this decade.
School board, which is also a county but has $500, always has multiple oppositions. There hasn't been the supervisor elections, tax collector, county commission seats, you name it. They've never even had an opponent. So it's impossible to raise enough money to get your message out at $200 a pop.
And Eric Robinson from the Sarasota Republican Party disputes Kelly Kirshner's analysis on how banning businesses from contributing to political campaigns will be beneficial to the local electorate. He says since the law doesn't affect political action committees or organizations like his, in this case the Sarasota Republican Party, it will create less transparency in campaign contributions, not more.
The party does not report to the city what their campaign contributions are. So currently, let's say somebody has a corporation and themselves, they can donate two checks for $1,000. Well, you know who the corporation is. It's Department of State. It's filed. They have an address. They have a phone number. You know who they are. They give their money to the Republican Party. I don't have to, nor do we report how much money we spend on a specific election or even which candidate I support with that money. So now you're taking the transparency out and you're putting up the screen so that the people can't get the information, and you're increasing the power of the parties and making us more involved in nonpartisan races. And then people complain that there's partisanship in the race when, in fact, they're creating the situation.